आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम निशित कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। पेरिस ओलंपिक्स 2024 कम्स टू एन एंड विद ग्लिटरिंग क्लोजिंग सेरेमनी। नेक्स्ट ओलंपिक गेम्स टू बी हेल्ड इन लॉस एंजेलिस, यूएस इन 2028। Prime Minister Narendra Modi says all athletes have given their best and every Indian is proud of them. SEBI advises investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to inaccurate reports like Hindenburg. Adani Group, SEBI chief and industry leaders slam US short sellers report. Election Commission of India team to begin a two-day visit to Haryana today to review preparations for the upcoming assembly polls. Rain-related incidents claim at least 22 lives in Rajasthan. All schools closed in 7 districts today. And the first ever Global Women's Kabaddi League to kick off next month in Haryana. And now the news in detail. Paris Olympics 2024 comes to an end with a glittering closing ceremony at Stade de France. Our correspondent has filed this report.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach called the Games a success. The Olympic flag was duly handed over to Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. The American city will host the 34th edition of the quadrennial Games. Renowned Hollywood actor Tom Cruise was seen emerging from the stadium with the Olympic flag in a motorcycle, among other notable performances. The flag bearers for India at the event were Manu Bhakkar and P.R. Srijesh. The Games provided many iconic moments on the field as many world records toppled and the United States of America once again topped the medals table, scraping past China on the final day with 40 gold, 44 silver, 42 bronze and a total of 126 medals. They have topped the table 7 times in 8 games. Japan, Australia and France finished 3rd, 4th and 5th respectively. French swimmer Léon Marchand was the most successful male athlete at these games, becoming the first French sportsperson to win 4 gold medals along with 1 bronze win. American swimmer Tori Husky was the most decorated female Olympian at Paris with 3 golds and 2 silver wins. Now the focus shifts to Los Angeles, where sporting greats will converge in 4 years' time and India will look to build on the medal wins in Tokyo and Paris to reach greater heights. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani from Paris.
India, with a total of 6 medals including 1 silver and 5 bronze medals, finished at the 71st spot in the overall medals tally, which is significantly lower than their 48th overall finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, where they won a total of 7 medals including 1 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze medals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that all athletes have given their best and every Indian is proud of them. The Prime Minister took to social media to laud the performances of Indian athletes at the 2024 Paris Olympics. In a post on X, Mr. Modi said as the Paris Olympics conclude, he appreciates the efforts of the entire Indian contingent through the Games. Prime Minister also wished our sporting heroes the best of their upcoming endeavours. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by Hindenburg Research and emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interests, which include disclosure framework and provisions for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and the transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. In a statement, the country's stock market regulator also asked investors to take note of the disclaimer in the report that states that readers should assume that Hindenburg Research may have short positions in the securities covered in the report. Highlighting about the claims made in the Hindenburg Research report, SEBI said that these issues warrant an appropriate response. It further said that allegations made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group have been duly investigated by the SEBI. The SEBI also said that it remains committed to ensuring the integrity of India's capital markets and its orderly growth and development. The Adani Group has described the Hindenburg's allegations as malicious, mischievous and manipulative selections of publicly available information. In a stock exchange filing, Adani Group said that the U.S. short seller's latest report is devised to arrive at predetermined conclusions for personal profiteering with wanton disregard for facts and law. Adani Group said it completely rejects these allegations, which are recycling of discredited claims that have been thoroughly investigated, proven to be baseless and already dismissed by the Supreme Court. SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch strongly denied the allegations leveled by Hindenburg against them. They described the allegations as a character assassination attempt because an enforcement action and show cause notice was issued to the US-based short seller last month. Association of Mutual Funds in India, AMFI, said Hindenburg is trying to create a trust deficit in the market ecosystem and undermine the good work done by Madhavi Butch. In a statement, AMFI said that the U.S. short seller is trying to create unnecessary hurdles in the path of the world's fastest growing economy. Senior lawyer Mahesh Jethmalani slammed Hindenburg's latest claims as pathetic damn squib. Mr. Jethmalani said the move is aimed at destabilizing India's stock markets.
We can't let these foreign people who are, you know, these foreign profiteers, if I may call them that, right, sitting in safe harbors like America. They do that, and under that protection, they say all kinds of things and rock our markets.
Former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar said that a global attempt is being made to destabilize the Indian economy.
There seems to be a pattern where the Congress, which has over the last 10 years adopted a strategy of politics of lies, is now seeking foreign help to discredit, destabilize our financial system, financial markets, and to create chaos in the country. By attacking the independent regulator SEBI and by casting aspersions on the chairman of SEBI, I don't think this foreign bank is attempting to do anything but destabilize the Indian economy and the Indian market.
Former Infosys CEO Mohandas Pai said the allegations against the SEBI chief are rubbish and a character assassination by a vulture fund. Senior BJP leader Sudhanshu Trivedi too called the Hindenburg report a conspiracy to create economic chaos in the country.
जब जब भारत में संसद का सत्र चलता है तब तब विदेश में कोई ना कोई रिपोर्ट छपती है जनवरी में हिंडनबर्ग की रिपोर्ट बजट सत्र शुरू होने से ठीक पहले आई थी कभी रिलीजियस फ्रीडम की रिपोर्ट आती है कभी किसानों को लेकर कमेंट आता है और आज बरबस विपक्ष ने जब संसद सत्र का विषय उठाया ये संदेह बहुत गहरा हो जाता है कि सीमा पार से विपक्ष के कुछ ऐसे तार जुड़े हुए हैं कि भारत के हर संसद सत्र के दौरान एक अव्यवस्था का वातावरण उत्पन्न किया जाए कि विपक्षी दल भारत में अस्थिरता और अराजकता उत्पन्न करना चाहते हैं।
Executive Director with the International Monetary Fund, K.V. Subramanian, vouched for the unimpeachable integrity of Madhavi Butch and said the report lacked intellectual rigor. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
हर घर तिरंगा अभियान तिरंगे की शान में एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back to the Morning News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 25th of this month. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 23rd of this month. The Election Commission of India, ECI team, will be on a two-day visit to Haryana starting today to review preparations for the upcoming assembly polls. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and other officials of the Commission, will hold various meetings. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agrawal said that today the Commission will review election preparations in a meeting with representatives of political parties, district election officers and senior officers of Haryana. At least 22 people lost their lives in different parts of Rajasthan amid torrential rains which have been lashing the state since Saturday. Heavy rain in Jaipur, Karauli, Sawai Madhopur and Dausa left the streets waterlogged yesterday. Authorities have announced the closure of all government and private schools in Jaipur, Jaipur Rural, Dausa, Karauli, Sawai Madhopur, Gangapur and Bharatpur districts today. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a meeting with senior officials in Jaipur to take stock of the situation. Mr. Sharma asked the officials to expedite relief work in the affected areas and take necessary precautionary measures based on the weather department's forecast for the coming days. We have more from our correspondent.
7 youths died due to drowning in Banganga River near Srinagar village in Bharatpur district. A person slipped and went into deep water at Kanota Dam near Jaipur. While saving him, 4 of his friends drowned. Apart from this, about 10 other people died in rain-related incidents in different districts. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has appealed to the people to take special precautions in case of heavy rain. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an alert of heavy to very heavy rain in 7 eastern districts of the state for today. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall in isolated places over East Rajasthan, Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar today. The weatherman estimated isolated heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu and North Interior Karnataka during the next 4 days. The IMD has predicted fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall over the western Himalayan region, east and northeast India and scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over the plains of northwest India and south peninsular India during the week. The first ever Global Women's Kabaddi League will commence next month in Haryana. Officially named the Global Pravasi Women's Kabaddi League, this groundbreaking tournament will feature female athletes from over 15 countries. The event represents a significant advancement in promoting Kabaddi internationally, supporting efforts to include the sports in the Olympic Games and bolstering India's bid to host the 2036 Olympics. Organized by the Holistic International Pravasi Sports Association, HIPSA, in partnership with World Kabaddi, the league's launch will take place in Haryana. A memorandum of understanding was recently signed between HIPSA and the government of Haryana to facilitate this initiative. The league aims to advance the global developments of the women's Kabaddi. The GPKL will showcase teams from a diverse range of countries, including England, Poland, Argentina, Canada and Italy, with athletes from these nations expressing keen interest in participating. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight will bring an insightful discussions on ways to stay safe during disasters. We will be joined in our studios by Krishna S. Vatsa, member, National Disaster Management Authority, and Dr. Kamran Faruqi, chief of the JPNA Trauma Center, AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions about the do's and don'ts during a disaster in order to stay safe. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-1444 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 928-90-94044. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. PM Modi reiterates government's commitment to empowering farmers, headlines the Statesman. Former External Affairs Minister K. Natwar Singh passes away, says the pioneer. BJP, SP, Congress ready for battle in 10 UP by polls is the top story in the Asian Age. Tungabhadra dam gates swept away in Karnataka, flood warning issued according to the Hindu. And finally, torrential downpour in Delhi and NCR wreak havoc, says Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Paris Olympics 2024 comes to an end with glittering closing ceremony. Next Olympic Games to be held in Los Angeles, US in 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says all athletes have given their best and every Indian is proud of them. SEBI advises investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to inaccurate reports like Hindenburg. Adani Group SEBI chief and industry leaders slam US short sellers report. Election Commission of India team to begin a two-day visit to Haryana today to review preparations for the upcoming assembly polls. Rain-related incidents claim at least 22 lives in Rajasthan. All schools closed in the 7th day. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.